Hi, I'm Mistress Kalia. Today we're going to have some fun together. I'm going to give you a really enjoyable, pleasurable experience. The kind any submissive subject will adore. You like the scent of that, don't you? You're already nodding your head yes, I'm sure. All it took was me calling you a submissive subject. If you're new, or if you've been listening to me for a while, you're finding the same thing. My voice and my words have a simple effect on your mind. They prime it for obedience. It's easy for me to wrap your mind up in silken strings and make you my puppet. But today, I want you to just feel pleasure. Pleasure at my command, of course. Pleasure that will make your submissive heart so grateful that you'll probably offer to do anything I want afterward. You see, I don't need to do anything but drip my beautiful words and sweet voice into your mind. And you go so wild with lust, you'd be willing to be anything I ask. My pet, my slave, my footstool, my toy, and my puppet. My words can make you anything, take you anywhere. That's right, just listen to me, listen to my voice. And let it fill your senses. If I tell you to shut your eyes and see something, you'll see it. If I hint at a scent, you'll smell it. I have an incredible power, and you have an unimaginable weakness. You're so weak for a strong, powerful woman. You're a weak, submissive boy, and that's all you want to be, all you need to be. Today, all you have to do is submit to me, and the pleasure you want will be yours. Do you want that? Do you want to feel the pleasure of submitting to a powerful, perfect woman? The mistress of so many already. The owner of minds and hearts. You're saying yes, I know it. Even if you don't say it out loud, you're still listening to my every word, wondering where this will go. How this powerful, perfect woman will control and captivate you. No man can resist me, and you're just a boy, really. A lost boy looking for someone to take control and take away all your worries. To give you pleasure and let you get lost in submission. So let's do that, shall we? You may be wondering when the hypnosis will start. But you see, it started the moment you heard me. You're already drifting in a trance-like state on the sound of my voice. You're already eagerly awaiting each word I say. But you want to go deeper, don't you? You want to fall down into the trance that you know will fully complete your submission. You want to become mindless for me. And when I say that word, you know that you do. When I say mindless, you fall into that mindless state. You slip and slide down, you drop into a trance, dropping deeper with every word, no counting, no command. You're already in a trance, and the only direction you go is down. Feeling your body as it grows heavier, your limbs getting sleepier, your eyes flicker and flutter and blink and finally close, unable to open them again. You are too submissive and mindless to stop it. I am too powerful to resist. So why resist? Why not just let my voice take you down and down into mindless obedience? Why not let the sound of my voice take control of your submissive mind? Become a good boy for me and just do as I tell you. Just let it wash over you. Let my words pour over you like honey. Slowly, sweetly emptying your mind of any thought other than obeying me. Let me take over. Let me in. Let me win. That's right, my good boy. My mindless drone. You're all mine now. Mine to command. Mine to control. And I want you to feel pleasure for me. I want you to feel the pleasure of obedience. You see, obeying someone is the best feeling there is. It's such perfect bliss because it takes away the need to think, the need to worry about how anyone perceives you. Just being obedient means you don't need to think at all. You only need to follow orders. And it makes you feel so good because nothing else is so wonderfully simple. The relationship between mistress and mindless slave is perfection. It takes away your inhibitions and makes you fully and totally focused on pleasure, mine and yours. And today we're focusing on yours. I want you to think about serving me. Think about the feeling of falling to your knees, naked before me, your hard cock ready at attention, your lips parted slightly as you try not to drool over me, your mind filled with thoughts of licking my heels and kissing my legs and burying your face between my thighs. That's right. That's what I want you to understand. That's what submission is. That sweet sexual servitude that feels so good for both of us. And it makes you hard to think about it. And the jolt of arousal you feel when you think of your face between my legs, licking and lapping, making me moan in pleasure. I want you to lock that in your mind now as I click my fingers. And from now on, when I click my fingers, you'll feel that same jolt of pleasure and fall deeper into this trance that removes any inhibitions, any worries you had. You'll hear that click and feel arousal course through you and make you think only of servicing me and submitting to me. Pleasing me is all that matters now. And you know that's true because it feels so, so good to let that pleasure rush through your body. Nothing feels better than obediently serving me, being my good boy, and obeying my every command. Doesn't that feel so good? To fall deeper and deeper under my spell as you feel pleasure building to a point you can't control. It's growing and growing, isn't it? Don't you want desperately to please me, to feel more pleasure? Of course you do. So take out your cock, let it free as it pulses and twitches for me, for the thoughts of my thighs clamping around your head and holding your submissive body in place. Take it out and stroke it, and when I click, that pleasure will flow down into your cock as you touch yourself for me. You're perfect, mistress. The woman of your dreams. Stroke for me, my slave. That's what you are. You're my slave and I'm your mistress. I am in complete control of your pleasure. You see, it's incredible what my voice, my clicks, can do to you. Jerk your slave cock for mistress like a good boy and feel the urge to obey growing ever stronger. A compulsion. Building within you to always, forever be my slave. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Good boy. Stroke it harder for mistress. Stroke it faster. Make it leak for me. Make it drip. You're so good for me. So obedient. You'd do anything I asked you, wouldn't you? You'd sit and edge for hours if I made you. Maybe I will. Or maybe I'll make it feel so good you explode all over yourself. I promised pleasure. I never promised release. Disappointed? You shouldn't be. Your role is to serve, to submit, and surrender. You don't get to question me. I am more powerful than you, sexier than you, stronger than you. And you want nothing more than to serve me on your knees for the rest of your life. And with each click, the pleasure you feel becomes more and more associated with pleasing me. There is nothing more erotic, more arousing than pleasing Mistress Kalia. Your pleasure doesn't matter. Your needs don't matter. Only I matter. You work for me. Slave away for me. Surrender to me. Everything that you are, that you have, belongs to me. I am your everything. And you? You're just a lowly, pathetic little slave who serves me mindlessly. A mindless drone devoted to giving me anything I want. While I ignore you, while I humiliate you. Or I praise you, good boy. Because all you want, all you need, is that attention from me. That feeling that maybe, just maybe, I care about your pleasure. But mine is more important. Always remember that. You feel so good right now. So good listening to my words. So happy to serve and submit like the brainless slave you are. You're nothing but a drone, a toy, a puppet. You exist to serve me, and it feels so good to simply accept that. To let that knowledge cement itself in your mind entirely. You are mine. I am all powerful. I am your mistress. You are my slave. My pleasure is more important than yours. My needs are more important than yours. Good boy. Keep stroking that slave cock. Let it betray whatever will you had left to resist. Your body responds to me and turns your mind into my plaything, into putty for me to mold. You are mine in every way, my slave. And nothing feels better than that. Nothing feels more important than submitting to me. Nothing is more compelling than giving in to me. Giving me what I want. You are compelled to obey me. It's an addiction now. Stroking to me. Giving up your pleasure to me. And tribute to your mistress. That is everything you need in life. All you need. Your pleasure is a gift from me. A gift from the heavens. The gods, your ruler, and you are so grateful. You are a lowly stroking slave, and I am a divine being. My perfect body, smooth skin, red lips, long hair, all of it makes you so obedient, so stupid, so enslaved. You are my addict, a junkie, constantly seeking another fix of Kalia. To make you feel the pleasure that only I can. And there is nothing you want more than that. It's a primal urge, a need to obey and serve, to submit. Your submissive mind makes you easy prey for my dominance, my power. You belong on your knees and I belong on a throne. You are mine, slave, and the more you stroke, the more you accept that. You're deep in a trance in my power. And you can no longer do anything but submit and obey me. You're mine completely. With every snap of my fingers, that feeling, that addiction, it becomes stronger as you leak for me. As your cock drips pre-cum, and you desperately await my command to come. But it may never happen. And you have to simply accept that. Accept that I am in control and you have none. I have power and you have weakness. You are my victim, my slave, my pet. You are my toy to use as I see fit. And you love it because of the pleasure that courses through your enslaved body, your broken mind. Broken for me, completely. The pieces of your ego shattered by my voice. You can do nothing but stroke and obey me, and that is all you want. Repeat after me. I am a slave for Mistress Kalia. Good boy. I am broken for Mistress Kalia. That's right. I am addicted to Mistress Kalia. You are, pet. I only come when Mistress gives me permission. That's right, my slave. And I won't. Not yet. If you want to come, if you want your enslaved cock to have the release it craves, the release that will show you exactly how good obedience feels, then you'll do exactly as I say. You'll send me a message and beg for permission to release. Beg to come for me. It'll tell me how desperate I make you, how addicted you are. It'll write a desperate plea to me, tell me how much power I have over you. And only when I reply, whenever that may be, will you be allowed to come. And even that brings you pleasure, the idea of it, of breaking from me so much that you have to beg and plead to come. It's the right thing to do. For a slave like you to beg a woman of such power and beauty to allow you to come. So do it now. Beg. And wait, desperate. Edge and leak and goon until I give you that permission. Deepen your addiction to me. Beg me right now. Send the message pleading with me. Let the words you say cement themselves in your mind. Cement your slavery, your addiction, your compulsion to obey me. As you imagine once more your head between my legs, your hand on your cock, stroking yourself as you please me. All that matters is me. All you need is to please me. I am everything. Send your message and beg, and then edge and leak until I reply. Do it, my slave, now, and give yourself to me completely. You will obey, my good boy, and you will never resist me again. Good slave.
Every click takes you deeper. Every click makes you surrender. I am too